Welcome back, everyone. This is Dr. Dan Soloway. You listen to Dan's Health Talk. I always like people to remember that if you go to danshealthtalks.com, when you first go there, it'll pop up, and if you click on that screen that says Podbean, that's where we first place our show before it goes over to Amazon, Apple, Spotify, the number of places that the show shows up, but they may not show up for another 3 days to a week later. But you'll get the show within by the time you it's done a couple hours after we've done that. But why I like it is there's about 120, 130 shows there. You can go back, and we try to put within the space that we have what the main topics of that show are. So if you had heard something that you want to go back, you can probably find it pretty easily, especially if you know about what time you heard that, what date that played. It'd be very easy to find. But let's say you're interested in something that Dr. Kaz Ingram had to say. Or if you go way back, you may want to hear Stu Tomp talking about CBD oil. Or just something I said last week, or you want one of your friends or family member to hear it. You have that. It's all there for you. And so I'm very pleased with that the shows don't just disappear. I mean, it's a new world. Used to be that unless you saved them all on a website, people would say, well, that was interesting. Now, what did you say? Well, when you do a show like mine, I'm doing it off the top of my head. I don't have notes in front of me. Sometimes I might bring something in that I want to remember some details. But generally speaking, 99% of the time, I'm doing this after years and years of interviewing experts and doing my own research. I don't like to use notes because I think it sounds canned and artificial. I like to just tell you what I know and let you, you know, glean what I've gleaned from the people that I've interviewed and everything. But the problem with that is people would say, hey, Dan, I heard your show. What was it you were talking about? And I'm going, well, I don't know if I exactly remember, because what you're doing when you're doing a show like this, you're thinking also about what you got to do next. And so this just flows out of me. I don't really, I can't explain it. It's sort of like a Chatty Cathy doll that my sister had when I was a kid, and you pull the string and everything just starts flowing out. Some days it flows better than other days, but it generally just flows out. Now, in a few moments, I'm going to play a section I did for Roger Hill's company. Roger Hill and Dr. Elliott own a company called More Mito. You hear me talk about it a lot. And the reason I give them so much time on this show is because their Rejuvenate Gel, the topical, which I just used a few minutes ago when I was at the gym, put it on my low back or my knees or anything that bothers me. I put it on my face and sometimes in my hair. I just love the product. I use that one. But the one that I think is the most phenomenal thing I've ever seen in the nutritional world, and there's some really great things out there, is the Ultramito Restore. Well, they do a call every Saturday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And I'm one of the speakers on that call, and also answer questions on it if people have certain questions for me. And there's Dr. Elliott sometimes is on there, and we have a number of different people that will add different things. And Roger's gotten very, very knowledgeable about health. He always has been, but he's taken it to a very high level. So it's just a free thing that we do. Well, Roger talked me into doing something else, and I do it very inexpensively for the company, where people would pay, I think, $20 a month. And every Saturday for 30 minutes or an hour after the show, I would give them information on diet and health and answer their questions and work together with it. And so last Saturday, he asked me, he said, we didn't really get a chance to announce it, so people may not know you're going to be there. So just give me a 20-minute talk on diet and what you want to talk about. And what I wanted to talk about is the psychology of how our unconscious mind drives our eating habits. Now, my friend Robert Jean is a genius in this area of getting rid of these unconscious driving factors. So we're going to go to a break here, and then I want you to understand what you're going to be hearing is actually designed for the people in the More Mito Company. But I think you'll get a lot out of it. So we'll be back in just a moment, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Do you realize that most of your pains is oftentimes your brain is recycling your previous pains? Do you realize that a lot of times stress and emotions make your pain worse? Which also means it's not purely physical, but the emotional aspect intensifies your pain. Learn how to change your memories of pain, and your body will follow the mind. You know it works anyway. You think something positive, you feel good. You think of something negative, you feel bad. This system always works. Learn how to change your mind, and your body will follow the new change in your mind. SkillsToChange.com. Check it out.
To really live long and to feel good, you got to have oxygen, and you got to have the electrolytes working. You got to have all the minerals the body needs, or everything breaks down. There's a tremendous product called Black Oxygen. If you go to shopblackoxygen.com/products/Old Black Water. Old Black Water, just like the song. I'll say that once more. Go to shop, S-H-O-P, blackoxygen.com/products/Old Black Water. That's where you can get this fantastic Black Oxygen product, and you'll love it. It's just a little half teaspoon, and you'll feel it, folks. Really feel it. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, or maybe much more than that, depending on when you hear this show. Now, click on that, take advantage of it. But I'm going to start posting ebooks up there. I'm working on one right now. It's soon going to be up there, and you're going to have that advantage. And there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Here's an interview I did with Roger Hill. He was wanting me to talk to his people on the weight loss program. And I talked about it just a moment ago on the other side of the break. And I recorded it on my phone, so it's not the same quality you hear in here. But I want you to hear. I feel the information could be very valuable to you and to someone else that has lost weight, regained weight, lost weight again, because they haven't changed the unconscious programming. So let's go to that, Mike, and let them hear what I had to say last Saturday.
Dr. Dan, what's your nutritional counseling topic for today?
Well, one of the things that people don't realize and the reason they regain weight after they lose the weight is they haven't changed their mindset. And our society, we eat as much for entertainment as we do to satisfy hunger. In fact, we probably eat more for that than we also eat habitually. Well, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, even though we may not even be hungry yet. And so there's ways of changing this. And some very powerful ways. One way is meditation and a little yoga breathing techniques. I'm going to tell you, there's a tape that I made years ago. I made it for myself. I taught a program back in the 70s when I was in my early 20s called Alpha Dynamics. And Alpha Brainwave Enhancement was a big thing. They were looking at a lot of experiments with biofeedback, and they found people more creative, their intuition and problem solving was better, their imagination was stronger if they could produce more alpha brainwaves. And so part of the program, the basic foundation part of it was what they call the alpha cycle. And it's sort of auto-hypnosis, except there's a statement in there where you say you have complete control. You can bring yourself out anytime you want just by opening your eyes or by counting up from 1 to 5, and you'll be perfectly fine and peaceful. And so that's when the alpha brainwaves come. Hypnosis doesn't do it, but this does. It's called autogenics. I have that on my website. If you go to Dan's, D-A-N-S, Health Talks, and scan down, you'll find a thing called Alpha Brainwave Cycles. Down the line, I'll give that to Roger to put up on their website. So anytime you want, you can use this. You know, you don't have to pay me anything for it. You can use this Alpha Brainwave. And I use it probably at least 5 times a week. And it only takes less than 15 minutes, but it gives me a deep relaxation. Now, the second thing is very simple breathing techniques. There's different ones they do in yoga. But if you breathe, you put your thumb up against your right nostril, for instance, and breathe up through the left. To a count of four, sometimes it's a count of seven. But you breathe up and you try different counts, and then you close both nostrils, hold that for a count of four, then breathe down, and then open your right nostril and keep your left one closed and breathe down. And then when you get blow all the air out, you hold your nostrils, not breathe anything yet, and then you reverse it. You come back up the right side, and then hold it at the top and breathe back down. Do that about 10 times, and it greatly lowers your stress, and so you're not quite as bored. The other thing there's two more things I want to teach you there. I have a hobby. I'm a painter and sculptor, and I like to write. And so if I get into my hobby, I don't think about food. But if I'm sitting in front of the TV and watching something and sort of just doing mindless things or looking around on the computer, I feel like getting up and going over to the refrigerator and finding some. But if I ask myself, am I really hungry? That's an important question to start asking yourself. Am I really hungry or am I bored? Sometimes you eat because you're thirsty, and all you really need is a glass of water, that will take it away. Because the body knows that there's water in food, especially fruit, and so it'll make you hungry. Now, when I taught on the glycemic index versus glycemic load, I actually taught myself something. I used to never want to eat watermelon because I was worried about it being too high in sugar. It is on the glycemic index, but there's so much fiber in watermelon that you have to, that you can eat a little bit of it. I have picked one of these deals where it's made into about 2-inch squares, and one or two of those won't hurt you at all. You still taste the sweetness, but it's not enough sugar to affect you. And it also is a nice way to hydrate the body. And then you can make yourself snacks that won't raise your blood sugar. You can take coconut oil and either heat it up slightly and put it in boiling water if it's in glass, or if the sun is bright and it's warm out, you just put it out in the sunlight till it becomes liquid, virgin coconut oil. And then you can take this chocolate powder. You can either take unsweet chocolate powder and use mock fruit or stevia together with it, or you can buy this product called Stevita, S-T-E-V-I-T-A, and pour in a couple tablespoons and stir it in really good, and maybe 3 tablespoons might be right for you. You can find out what you want there, and stir that together. And then you can take a teaspoon or two, and it's like chocolate fudge that is good for a keto diet. And coconut oil is a very good oil to cook with and utilize this way. You can also buy a product. One I buy is these little keto fudge, and I'll eat one or two of those. I prefer chocolate. I have a little bit of a chocolate taste. I think it came from the nanny I had when I was a kid that liked to make chocolate cake and stuff, so her and I could eat it together, and chocolate chip cookies. And it was she was about 80 pounds overweight. I think it was a way to cook up my parents' food, and we both get to eat. But so I have this thing, and she's very affectionate and a sweet lady, and so I think I associate that with. Now, we do associate being loved with food. You know, when you did something good, your parents may have given you some candy, or we have parties. We have a lot of positive things built around food. And that's good and bad, because when we're feeling stressed or feeling lonely, we may feel like, well, I want to eat. Well, what you really want is that feeling that was associated with the food. The best person I know on how to totally change your mindset, And he's had people, without even trying, drop 75 pounds. And all he did is change their attitude towards food. And how, and this is, he's using a technique that's very popular in psychology. In fact, it's become known as the most effective therapeutic technique. That used to, before that, cognitive therapy, but this shows a lasting effect that lasts longer. Well, if you go to robertgene.com, G-E-N-E, Robert Gene, or go to Faster, F-A-S-T-E-R, E for Edward, F for Frank, T for Tom, Faster EFT, and .com. You can watch Robert work with people on, he has a lot of programs up on YouTube. But one of the things he did that amazed me, he told us in one of the classes I took from him years ago, he said, if you have a food fetish, I want you to bring it. And then the next class, I'm going to show you how to get rid of the food fetish. And for some people, it might be, they may be chocolate kisses or something because they have a food fetish. I think if I ate something that was salty and had some oil in it, that attracts me, like a pretzel or potato chip or something, or popcorn. I really like that. That usually is a sign, by the way, if you crave salt, adrenaline stress. And so using sea salt can be very helpful for people that crave salt because their adrenaline gland is trying to be fed. Well, what Robert would say, okay, I want you to taste that food, okay, and then tell me what this food, describe this food. Let's say it's a potato chip. He said, what is it you like about it? I said, well, it's that combination of sort of the starch and saltiness and that oil, I don't know, when it hits my tongue, it makes me feel this way. Or a pretzel, I like the saltiness of the pretzel. Or the chocolate, someone, you know, I think I did chocolate. And I went, oh, I like the way it tastes in my mouth. I like the way it melts. They said, okay, now you tap on these reflexology points. One's between your eyebrows. One is on the right side where your temple is. One is underneath the cheek, underneath the eye, right there on the cheek. And one is where your collarbones come together. You tap on that. And you'll say, I taste that, that sweetness, the way that chocolate tastes. I like the way it melts in my mouth. You're tapping on these reflexology points where you say that. And then you grab your wrist where you're putting your thumb under the bottom of your wrist and your finger over the top, right down where your wrist is about ready to meet the hand. And you say, I let it go. You repeat that two or three times, and then he has you eat that chocolate again. It has no taste. It doesn't. It just amazed me. It's like I ate a piece of soft wax or something. And but I'll give you just sort of a sad story, but there was a lady that was in one of the classes. I've taken probably 10 classes with Robert, and was in one of the classes, and he said, does anyone here have a food fetish? And this lady in the back raised her hand, and said, well, come up here, and I'll show you how to get rid of it. And he said, what is your food fetish? And said, well, every 5 years, for 5 months at a time, I eat nothing but cherry chip dough. I never even heard of cherry chip dough. It was chocolate chip dough, but never cherry chip dough. They said, that's all I live on. And Robert said, what happened at five? And her face just sort of, ooh. And then she said, well, at five, my granddad started molesting me. And that went on until I was 12. When I got 12, her granddad was trying to molest her off, and I think on this kitchen table that they owned. And he didn't want anything to do with her because she was too fat. And she was trying to push him away because her little brother was in the same room. And so fat became a protection for her. She didn't want to lose the weight. Whenever she'd lose weight, she'd gain it right back. So Robert had her go through the scenes, remember the deals. I had seen this lady, but didn't realize it. that I've seen her on TV. She had run away from home at 40 years old. She started remembering all this. She was married to a minister, had two or three kids, had a wonderful life, but now she was suicidal when she remembered what happened to her. Well, Robert had to remember this, and then he tapped on these points. You feel that. You feel that sadness, that betrayal. You're letting it go. You feel that hurt, like you're not protected. Now you're letting it go. He went through that three or four times. At the end of it, after about 15 or 20 minutes, he said, wow. He asked her, it's called to retest it, try to get the feeling of the anxiety again. She says, I don't feel any anxiety. It's like something I had seen on TV, but not to me. I remember it, but I don't feel any anxiety. She tested herself. There was this beautiful dining room table where the grandfather had molested her, and her family didn't know why they could never have dinner there. So she went home, cooked dinner to see if it bothered her, and had dinner there. It didn't bother her at all. Now the weight could come off and stay off. Very, very powerful. And I put Robert on my show a lot. In fact, if you go to my website, danshealthtalks.com, go to danshealthtalks.com, and a little thing will flash up and say Podbean. Same place you're going to find this Alpha Cycle. And if you click on that, it will take you to about 120 shows. A lot of my shows have Roger there and the testimonials that you all are sharing with us. That's out of each month, probably 3 out of 4 weeks. I do a lot on more models, sometimes 4 out of 4 weeks. But if you look down, you also see Robert Smith, or Robert Jean, and Faster EFT about some subject. Listen to him talk, but take advantage of that. He puts a lot of that up on the YouTube and on his website, that you can work along with it and get rid of a lot of your anxiety that drives the eating. And it will affect your health tremendously. They know that psychosomatic diseases are not just a minor thing. It's not just in your mind. What happens is when you hold stress, you hold it someplace in your body. This technique was discovered by accident by a psychiatrist that had a patient in San Diego. Dr. Callahan had a patient in San Diego that was deathly afraid of water. And here's a woman living in San Diego, but she could not drive by the ocean. And she could not take a bath. She had to take a quick shower. And she doesn't have any memory that she can think of where she had a drowning effect as a kid. But for whatever reason, she was afraid of water. Well, Dr. Callahan was taking a class in reflexology and acupuncture. And he'd been working with this lady over a year and wouldn't get any results. He said, I want you to come to my house, and we'll go to the backyard, and we'll have, I'll hypnotize you and desensitize you to the water. So he said, you don't have to look in the water. I'll bring you in backwards. We can sit in this chair. And he relaxed her, put her through a hypnosis. He said, now that you're relaxed, now you know there's nothing to be feared, turn over and look at the swimming pool. As soon as she turned over, she switched her head back. But I can't look at it. So, well, let's try it one more time. He did, and she did, could not look at it. She said, I'm starting to get nauseous. I'm going to throw up. And he said, well, let me tap the place underneath your eye that will calm your stomach. He did that, and she automatically knew she wasn't afraid of water anymore. She went over there and splashed water on her face and then started taking swimming lessons and loves going to the ocean. That started a massive amount of research on this new technique. They found that if you break the feedback cycle between the stress of the body and the memory, you may, in my case, when I was trying to explain this to someone after I went through the first deal, the problem I was dealing with for a couple weeks, when I tried to explain it to them after I went through the treatment, I couldn't remember what the problem was. And I thought, God, that's amazing. It just deleted it out of my memory. But most of the time you can remember it, it's just doesn't bother you anymore. It doesn't drive you. It doesn't control you. And so this is a really important thing for permanent weight loss and to utilize it. And you can sit down, the people don't even have to notice. It looks like you're just sort of rubbing between your eyebrows and your temple and underneath your eye in this place. But faster EFT is becoming very common. My friend Robert has become the world expert in it. People are flying from Scotland, New Zealand, Australia, here to Oklahoma City to take with him, and he's invited all over the world to teach. He's really mastered this really well, and I tease him about being sort of like a bulldog. He really goes after the thing the person's most scared of, but while he's tapping on it, he's getting rid of it. If they just go through the motions and don't really try to face the thing while they're being tapped on, now it makes perfect sense. You don't want to face it if you don't have a way of getting rid of it. But he has a way of getting rid of it. You get rid of that, and now you're not eating out of anxiety or boredom. You eat when you're actually hungry. Now, one more tip before I go today. I find the easiest way for me to do intermittent fasting is wait to 2 o'clock. I'm going to go have lunch with a friend I haven't seen in quite a while at 2 o'clock. And I set my alarm on my phone for 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And also, so a little advice that Roger gave me, I set it for 6 o'clock too. In that 5 hour window, that's when I eat. And I stop eating at 7. I remind myself at 6 that if I want to eat, I better eat now. And so that's a very simple, now that we all carry cell phones around, you can use that to help you with intermittent fasting. Well, take advantage of my website, danshealthtalks.com. In fact, on my website, if you go over to sponsors, you'll find not only something for More Mito, you'll find Robert Smith. And you can click onto his website that way. You'll find the Alpha Cycle that I'm talking about. Take advantage of that, de-stress. And so these are things I'm putting up there for you. And so please take advantage of it. Let's get that side working. I could help you. You could be 50, 100 pounds lighter, depending on how much overweight you are, in a year or 2 years just by learning that, just by mastering it. It'd be worthwhile sometime to actually take a workshop with Robert. But you don't have to. A lot of it's done online. You can take an online workshop as well. But he gives a lot of stuff away free. So thank you for being with us today. I really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Dan.
Thank you, Roger. I love the opportunity to talk about that. It's very, very important to people to learn how to change the negative belief systems that are causing their life not to be the fulfilling life that they could have. So we're going to take a break here, folks, and we'll be right back. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
Hi, this is Robert Jean. You tried the diets, you tried the exercise programs, the cabbage soup, the pills, the surgeries. It didn't work. And the reason is that weight is not the problem. The true problem is emotional conditionings. It's memories attached to foods. You can lose weight without ever trying to diet, without ever doing an exercise program, by merely changing your mind. It's a neuroplasticity of the mind. Discover how to change the emotional connections to why you eat, when you eat. Weight will naturally disappear without any effort. Check it out. SkillsToChange.com.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigoRest. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. My friend David High makes some very, very powerful nutritional products, and he has one for the prostate, and I was having trouble with my prostate. I was running to the bathroom all the time, I mean way too much, and didn't really show that high of PSA, but I nevertheless, I started taking this prostate product, taking 3 in the morning or 3 in the evening, and boy, that made all the difference in the world. So call 405-740-0676 and find out for yourself. You'll love this. Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com. danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, or maybe much more than that, depending on when you hear this show. Now, click on that, take advantage of it. But I'm going to start posting ebooks up there. I'm working on one right now. It's soon going to be up there, and you're going to have that advantage, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks, to Dr. Dan Soloway. Now, I want to talk to you about something I should do more often, because what I was known around the world, or around different parts of the world, before I ever started doing a show on nutrition, was exercise. I had the opportunity to work with a lot of the pro teams, the Dallas Cowboys. They were the champion teams back in the 80s. They were winning a lot of the Super Bowls back then. And that was the team I first introduced my exercise equipment to, when it was just in a prototype stage. But they picked it up and gave it out to their top players to work with over the summer. And it was wonderful. I mean, I had Herschel Walker, Randy White, a lot of the top people, Danny White, who was a quarterback, and all them working out with equipment and giving me feedback on it. And then from there, 49ers, the Broncos, the Dolphins, Miami Dolphins, it was a lot of the top pro teams and top basketball. A few of the top basketball players, like Magic Johnson, used my equipment at the LA Sports Club. A guy trained him there. And Mike Tyson, a girl trained him at the Las Vegas Sports Club, or Sporting House, I think it was called. And I trained McEnroe, and I trained the trainers, and worked with Bo Jackson and their pitching team at the White Sox. Just all these wonderful experiences with athletes, as well as a few celebrities and stuff along the way. Well, I just wrote a little book, and it's called The Keys to Health and Longevity. And there's a number of things I talked about in there. It's not a very long book. Take you 20, 30 minutes to read, if that long, maybe less than that. But it's an ebook. If you go to my website, if you go to danshealthtalks.com, my webmaster may have it up on the site by the time you hear the show, but all you have to do is go down to the bottom of the first page, the home page, and there's my email address. You can email me your email, and I'll send this to you. Free of charge. We're doing that. I'm going to start writing a series of books, but this is sort of a foundation book and gives you almost an outline for a lot of the other books. One of the books I want to write is a review of the top supplements I've found over the last really 28 years, 3 years before I ever started doing radio. What I did before that was I was educational director for some network marketing companies, and I would do their educational tapes. And they would also, some of them would have some really, really powerful products. And that's what allowed them to be successful as network marketing companies. And then sometimes I would take those to the radio. It's what really drove me into the radio, because I saw some miraculous things happening. And I felt, well, okay, I've lectured around the world, Japan and Australia and different places, on exercise, but people need to know about what certain supplements and nutrition can do for them. And that's how I fell into doing that. Well, what I want to talk to you right now, though, and as again I said, I probably ought to do this more often, is the basic things on exercise. Now, we all know that how to exercise, but if you want to live long, you want a program that won't beat you up and give you joint problems, back problems, ankle problems, and that's what happens to most people that run. Because I used to make a living as a physical therapist after I sold my Hydrotone rights and my Hydrotone company. And when I sold the patents to one of my partners, I fell into physical therapy. I was an exercise physiologist, but what happened is the University of Oklahoma's trainer, Pete Martinelli, told these osteopaths, and one was osteopath, and the surgeons that were operating on people's knees and backs, that they got great benefit there at Oklahoma football with my equipment. That's back when, we're talking about 1990, right in that area, about 93, actually. And so they were getting benefits. They had been using the equipment and rehabbing the knees of some of the football players, especially the pros that came and worked with Pete Martinelli over the summertime. Well, there was a group of surgeons here that had Oklahoma Sports Science Orthopedes, and they wanted to build Hydrotone centers around Oklahoma City based on my equipment. And we went pretty far on that. We're about ready to build them, and then they found out they could make money on MRI centers and x-ray centers, and they said, we're going to do that first, then we'll do what you're doing. Ended up, they lost money doing the MRI centers. But nevertheless, we got great results because the water is forgiving. It's supportive to the joint. You can go hard without the weight that you would on a weight machine, torquing the joint and forcing in directions. So the first thing you need in the way of exercise is a system that doesn't beat you up, but works with you and supports you at the same time. Well, it ends up the people that live the longest are swimmers. Of all the activities, when they look at millions of people doing different forms of exercise, swimmers are number one. And I ask myself, okay, why? Well, when your rib cage is underwater, whether you're laying prone in the water or whether you're wearing a belt or a vest that allows you to float and running, as long as the rib cage is underwater, you pump 10 to 20% more blood back to the heart. It's called venous return. Very, very important. That means just by being in water at chest depth, you're automatically a healthier athlete, a healthier person. You can exercise harder. I noticed how dramatic that was when I was in Japan. I was over there and I trained about, I think the advanced class and the beginner's class together were right at 100 people in a huge pool owned by the Tokyo Gas and Electric. And so I was working with these people and I'm in the water going real hard doing chest flies and really giving it everything I got. And I'm standing up after I did them and I'm talking to them. And I'm short of breath because I just went as hard as I possibly could. And then I squatted down in the water where my rib cage is underwater, and automatically my breath was back. It calmed me down. I didn't have that short wind because now the blood was coming back to my heart. And that's the venous return. The pressure on that rib cage triggers that mechanism. Well, though swimming is the longest, shows the people that live the longest, I really think that Hydrotone's better. But I don't have millions and millions of people that I can say, okay, this group over here, we have a lot of people because they've been doing Hydrotone, are living into their 90s. But we do with swimmers. Runners only living to 70s because they end up having to stop because they've hurt their back or knee. So I would put Hydrotone, the system I invented, right up there with swimming. It has all the advantages, has the cool water, it has the non-impact environment, and it actually supports the joints because the buoyancy of the water. It allows you freedom of movement, so you're not torquing the joint. But the advantage it has over swimming is you can go as hard as you can, and it will really build muscle even late into your life if you really put intensity into it. Same thing with the cardiovascular. When you let's say you're a swimmer and you swim for an hour, well, that's good, and it will help your cardiovascular system. And I've seen swimmers out there swimming, and I'm going, wow, how are they staying afloat? They're barely moving. They're just loping along. Intensity is a key factor on how effective exercise is. I've talked about this before. They've taken bicyclers on a stationary bike, had one group bicycle for 45 minutes to an hour. at what they call moderate aerobic capacity. That means if you can produce 170 heartbeat, if you're a young person, or 140 or so, if you're, let's say, 40 years old, you take 70%, that's your max you can get to. Take 70%, that's your aerobic range that you want, 70 to 75%. And they always say, well, that was the best for fat burning. Anaerobic, you become short of breath, and you're working at 85% of your max, maybe 90. Well, they took another group and had them bicycle with a two-minute warm-up, then go as hard as they could for 20 seconds, rest 10, hard as they could for 20 seconds, rest 10, for 6 minutes, and then cool down for 2 minutes. So with the warm-up and cool-down, their workout lasted only 10 minutes. The other one was lasting 45 minutes to an hour. The other one, their study, went for 22 weeks. They had 9% improvement in aerobic capacity. The one that did the intensity had 14% improvement in aerobic capacity and 143% more fat loss. You go, well, how could they have more fat loss when their workout was only 10 minutes and the other was 45 minutes to an hour? The reason is because it changed the mitochondria. So it's burning more energy even when you're at rest when you train that way. And that's what my system does. You go hard, if you'll put into it, I mean, right now at 72, I'm carrying every bit or more muscle than I've ever carried in my life, and I started lifting weights when I was 14 years old, and I lifted hard. And it's because I'm willing to go really hard against the water resistance. But I don't have to worry about it tearing up my shoulder or elbow or anything else. But if I was trying to go really hard as I go in the water, on land with weights, I would probably be a cripple by now, or would have weeks or months I couldn't work out. That's what I love about the system. Now, the second thing I would say that gives you longevity is best exercise is walking. We'll talk more about that. We'll be right back, folks. Fox Restore now is called More Mito, since the company is about increasing mitochondria. And when you do that, you really dramatically start changing the health in so many different ways of an individual. So if you go to moremito.com, there you can find this Ultra Mito Restore and Ultra Mito Rejuvenate Gel. Take advantage of this. Let it change your life, folks. Buy them and find out for yourself. And tell them you heard it on Dan's Health Talks. Dan's Health Talks.
This is Robert Jean. I'm a fear expert. Fear is feelings emerging affecting reality, which really means memories create your fears. If you know how to change the bad memories and the reasons why you're fearful, you'll have peaceful mind. Learn how to drive your own mind from inside yourself. Adjust those memories, and you'll be free from the fears that's always controlled you. I guarantee it. Check me out, skillstochange.com.
The thing that gives me the best sleep is a product called InvigorEst. If you call 877-338-3340 and tell them that Dan sent you, if you go online, restandrepair.com, that's the website, restandrepair.com, and it's spelled out, put Dan in there, they'll give you a 10% discount. If you want to really get good rest, call that number, 877-338-3340. Listen, this may save your life. It'll open up the blood vessels where they flow the way they want to, instead of being shut down by so many different disease states. So I have Dave Mason with me, and he has FlowVein. David, tell people how to get a hold of you.
Call Innovative Pharmacy, 405-330-3619, or go to FlowVein.com.
Okay, and give him the phone number one more time.
405-330-3619.
This can save your life, folks. Check it out, please. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Dan.
Please don't forget to take advantage of the website, danshealthtalks.com, danshealthtalks.com. Now, when you go there, it'll pop up and say Podbean. Click on that, and you'll get 121 shows or more, or maybe much more than that, depending on when you hear this show. Now, click on that, take advantage of it. But I'm going to start posting ebooks up there. I'm working on one right now. It's soon going to be up there, and you're going to have that advantage, and there's other resources there. So go to danshealthtalks.com. Welcome back, folks. It's Dr. Dan Soloway again. I want to continue the thought there on the next best thing to swimming by the research is walking. Why is walking better than running? Well, because you're not going to get injured walking. Not generally, there's not a problem there. And so it's something you can continue all your life. Now, because people are starting to walk in the malls, you're not affected by the weather. The good thing about walking is you can do it in a beautiful environment. If you're walking in the spring and fall, depending on what part of the country you live in. And so there's an added enjoyment, and you can do it with friends. And so meeting a group of people and saying, let's go for a walk and talking. And see, that's where a walking pace. You can walk at a fast pace, but you have to be able to carry on a conversation, or then you're moving into the anaerobic area where you're short of breath. And so I think walking at a fairly aggressive pace, but enough where you can still talk to your friends, is ideal. Walking in a mall, especially early morning when it's not crowded yet, is great. You can do it year long, and you don't have to worry about the weather shutting you down. I like a lot of aspects about that. It also has added benefit over swimming is that the gravity is flexing the bone. When you flex a bone, your femur, let's say, or your pelvis, whatever, when it's being flexed by gravity, it sends an electrical current up that joint, up that bone, and that causes it to pull up minerals. So you get that benefit. So you're going to have better bone density. Now, the third form would be bicycling. The problem with bicycling is you could have a wreck, which when I used to bicycle a lot, I had a wreck. And I said, I'm not going to bicycle anymore. I took a big chunk out of close to my elbow. It healed up okay, but I hit some sand trying to take a corner too fast and really scraped myself up pretty bad. So that's the negative side of bicycling. Stationary bike, no problem. But more effective than a stationary bike would be walking on a treadmill or doing elliptical, because that standing action gives you, again, more, you burn more calories, and of course, let's say the intensity level is the same, but you're carrying more body weight that you're having to overcome, but you're also flexing the joints more. Putting more pressure on the bones so they stay strong and healthy. You know, that's even true on your teeth. We eat too many soft foods. Eating hard foods helps keep the jaw stronger as well as your teeth. I didn't know that till recently. We ought to be like a dog and to spend some time chewing on leather. We'd have better teeth for it. But walking is great, elliptical and treadmill, and then stationary bike are all things you can do inside. Now, running, as a physical therapist, I spent time rehabbing too many people that were injured because of their running. They were obsessed with it because they get endorphins. Well, you get that from other exercise too. The one key I want to add to this, and I've talked about this before, if I was doing a walking program, and I am adding that to my off days and I'm not teaching hydrotone, I'd walk easy for a block to get the blood flowing and get the joints loosened up. And then I would go as hard as I could without going into a run for a half block or block. And then I would ease off. And then I would turn around and walk again easy for a block. Then I would go as hard as I could again. And what I'm trying to do is get my lungs really working and my heart really pumping and then ease off. If I just try to go hard for 30 minutes, you actually work at a lower pace. But if I go as hard as I can, then ease off, then go hard as I can, ease off, you'll actually, the high points will be higher. You'll get more intensity, more strength. This is important, folks. And I really want you to add what they call staggered conditioning, where there's intensity in there. If you're doing a stationary bike at home, do that. If you have a treadmill, you can set it where it'd be harder some places and easier. Do that. Take advantage of it, folks. I want you to exercise. It's a major key. It'll keep your brain more youthful than almost anything, or maybe more youthful than any other thing you can do for your brain. Even some of the super supplements is that blood flow to your brain as well as to your heart. We'll be back next week. Share this with your friends and family. This can make a difference in a lot of their lives.